B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, right, it's the Mike Mussano Show. 4 o'clock hour is brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop for jaw dropping outdoor paradise. Check them out online at landisbc.com. Well, you know what's coming up soon. FanFest. That's right. Saturday, August 24th. It's inching closer to being the most spectacular FanFest ever. Tickets are free. You have to get a ticket to get in. We'll give you a chance Wednesday. Well, general knowledge Wednesday to win some tickets. You know it's going to be there. Bikini Beach created by Elite Landscaping and a special beach feature this year. Hot tubs have been added courtesy of my guys at Spa Hearth and Home in Maple Shade. Details coming soon on how you can register to win a FanFest soak with some special ladies. Lamborghinis and Ferraris will be on display. Two mobile escape rooms, Houdini's Challenge and Immunity Quest by One Exit Mobile Escape Rooms, a golf simulator with the closest to the pin contest, Ron Jaworski off putting green. One lucky listener will win that football trip for two to a away game in Miami. It's going to be a great trip. With the Cuz, Anthony Gargano includes flight, hotel, cruise around Miami, pregame tailgate, and tickets. Courtesy of PhillySportsTrips.com, we're giving away a Wave Runner. Courtesy of DHY Motorsports, a 4-person 30-foot rock wall, a dunk tank, a 95-foot radical run obstacle course, Spider Mountain, a trip for four to the happiest place on earth, Disney, our FanFest band, the Zings, our FanFest DJ, Mo Green, special baseball speed pitch. See how quick you get it up there. Bouncy boxing with huge boxing gloves. Wiffle ball challenge dome. Interesting. Let's see what this thing is. High striker strongman challenge. Outdoor air conditioning casino room, slot machines, roulette wheel, blackjack tables, courtesy of Hollids, True Value. And just added the Sixers, they're bringing a half court to play on. The Dunk Squad will be there, Sixers dancers, the Stixers drum squad, and the Sixers Liberty Bell, which apparently I am going to be ringing to kick off the festivities.
Yes, sir. That's how it's going to happen.
Right. And some of our FanFest partners include Family and Company Jewelers, Club Risque, Armor Metals Recycling, and the U.S. Army.
FanFest is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. And thanks to our FanFest exclusive automotive partner, Turnersville Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, online at turnersvillejeep.com. And DHY Motorsports, make summer funner on a Wave Runner. Shop DHY.com, the area leader for everything power sports.
All right, we are in the area where now the Sixers Summer League is over. The Sixers have finished their Summer League. They played in the consolation game there. They finished like 2-3.
Yeah.
So Sixer chat will be gone and we won't even have Ben Simmons because he's now not going to play for Australia in the FIBA tournament.
Right.
And that's been an issue today that we're talking about. But also the main issue is the Phillies, because the Phillies are really what we have right now. And on Friday, the president of the club, Andy McPhail, said that, listen, we're not going to go all out and get prospects because we're really not that good. Basically, that's the implication that he gave. We're not good enough right now to mortgage some prospects to improve our team, indicating that we need a lot. And so what he has done is he set up the fan base to expect something really good at the start of this year, and now he's got the rug and he went. And so the rest of the season, what are Philly fans supposed to think? We're just going to go for the ride? Oh, it's baseball. It's nice. Let's go to the ballpark. Let's watch it on TV. What do we have to now go on if the president is saying, listen, don't expect us to do much here?
That's a good question. And also, they spent a lot of money in the offseason, as you mentioned. It's not even exciting right now to see the guys they spent a lot of money on play because none of them are playing at a really high level. So they kind of hurt the fan both ways. I'm not saying that the Harper signing was a mistake. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is it's not exciting right now to watch Bryce Harper hit because he's going to probably hit a single. Like, there's nothing special. There's no buzz.
In a situation where you have conditioned your fans to expect something good this year, and then you realize you made some misjudgments, your own fault, your own decision-making, you made some misjudgments that made this team incomplete, you have a duty to correct those misjudgments. And they're sitting here telling you, the fan, that no, we really don't. I just, like, This is, again, like the fans have such an unfair bargain. That you just have to sit there and take what they give you. And people are still going to go out to the park. Now, how many people were at that game yesterday? A lot of people.
Yeah, Friday for the fireworks, there was a lot of people.
Fireworks, and then yesterday, a big Sunday crowd, all kinds of people there. It was so hot the Fanatic didn't come out till late.
No, it was hot, for sure. Gonna be hot all week.
Fanatic hopped on a dugout in the eighth inning when I was leaving.
Did you wave hello?
I did. We gave one of those.
It was 44,000 in the house last 44, night.
44,000 yesterday?
44,000 yesterday right, for well, Ryan Howard.
There you go. 44,000. Nice Sunday crowd.
And that's where I'm in the spot. Last year I asked you about it. Once August started happening and it was going down, mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not going. And I was like, does that make me a fraud fan? And now I'm not quite there, but I'm getting close to where if they don't do something, it's hot. I could be doing other things.
They pretty much told you they're not going to do anything, didn't they?
Yeah, and so why should I, as a non-season ticket holder, spend my money to support them when they're not going all the way through? I watch them, but I'm saying they're not taking it the full way. They're only going halfway. So why do I have to give them all of my full money, or would they give me a half-price ticket if they're only going to go halfway?
Well, they're not going to do that. Let's go to Adrian in North Philly. Adrian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Adrian. What's up, Adrian? All right, Adrian's not there. Let's get George from New York. George, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, George?
Lunch and Miz, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Crazy George the Accountant.
I'm sorry?
It's Crazy George the Accountant.
Crazy George the Accountant. What's up, brother?
Well, I got to tell you, listening to that little geek, Andy McPhail, talk like, you know, there's no future this year for them, that would make me angry as a Phils fan. I mean, if my team president did that in the Bronx, Cal Steinbrenner would have fired him immediately for talking that way to the fan base.
Yeah, well, the Yankees always provide, so
This guy's only in baseball because of nepotism, because of who his grandfather and father were, and his grandfather was 10 times the man this guy is.
Well, he did win a World Series. And he got to another one. It's not like he's not a successful, you know, architect. It's just like he said it so matter of fact that the Philly fans are supposed to accept it. Like, oh, okay, no problem.
Terry Ryan, see you next year. Team together, not this little dweeb Andy McPhail. If I was Middleton, I'd fire McPhail, Klentak, and Kapler. Turn it over to Gillick. Let him run things.
He's like 100 years old by now. Come on, man.
Hey, let me tell you something. That man is a genius.
Yeah, he was. I don't know about, like, in this day and age.
Okay, he can do it. He's better than half the guys out there.
Yeah, he's too old for a job, bro.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he
is. If Phil Regan can be a pitching coach at 82 for the New York Mets, who are a bigger dumpster fire than the Phillies, then the Phils can turn it over to Pat. Let him run things. Let him put in qualified people.
All right, you sound it all. You sound mad. You sound angry. Can we hear it from Andy? I want to hear that. Don't expect us to like do stuff. Quote. Here we go.
I'd say the biggest factor on whether how active you're going to be at the deadline, the group that influences that the most are the players on the field. If you think that you are very close to the ultimate prize and you're one piece away, then your appetite for giving up something big to acquire that piece is pretty substantial. If you're a team like we are now, we're in the postseason if the season ended today, but what if we're in a one-game playoff? So I think, from my perspective, you have to be a little more judicious with your playing talent if you think you've got a longer haul to get through the postseason. Hard for us to make the judgment now. We're one trade away from the World Series. We don't believe that. I don't believe that.
All right, they're not good enough, he's telling you. Not only that, but guess what? Getting into a one-game playoff isn't even good enough. So, if none of your fans, I know you get excited. Maybe they give you some excitement, get into one-game playoff. And God forbid, maybe they can win that one game and actually get into the next round of the playoffs. And then maybe you can, like, from there, who knows what you can do. So, he's telling you, we'd rather not be in the playoffs. Because we want to preserve what we have in our system, which is stocked like trout. You know, in a lake. It's so, he said that so matter of fact that it's like, oh, all right. And guess what? because you didn't act sooner, that's why you're in this spot now where you may need more than one trade. But there was a couple guys out there, all it cost you was money. So don't you owe it to the fans to say, we didn't sign those guys for this reason.
He should be as pained as you are, Mike. You would think even when he said it depends on the guys on the field, he's not even saying, it didn't even sound like he's disappointed in the team's play.
No, and here's the beauty of this dude. He never faces the music. He comes out like a groundhog. You never see him. Every once in a while, he's got a snappy blazer on, you know? But otherwise, just go back in your hole and collect your money from the organization. You don't have to be the face of it. You're only the president. All right, let's go to AJ in West Philly. AJ, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. AJ.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, AJ?
Hey, T-Dark Tyrone, I like that shirt, man. I'm going to have to get a copy of that. I'm going to have to find that shirt from somewhere.
I got you.
What's that shirt say? I can't see. I love what? For PHL?
Yeah, but it's got the basketball.
Oh, the basketball, baby. Mm-hmm. Now, look, I like what the guy just said, and I'm not a big, huge Phillies fan, but I said, the Phillies need somebody to take a step back, realize the assets they got. I think in this summer, this is the time we need to call some guys up. This is when the farmers need to farm to see what we got, them trouts in the lake you was talking about, man, because the season is a wrap.
There's nobody to call it, bro. There's nobody to call up. There's not one candidate to be called up.
So we can go through this game of attrition. I'm sure somebody going to get hurt on the big club. We don't need to sign nobody. Just bring the next guy up, see what we got, and going into next year. Then you make the big move.
But I've already told you, AJ, you don't have anybody. There's not one guy at AAA you can call up.
Well, whatever trade that you was thinking you was going to make, because I guarantee you this, when you play that one game playoff, and then you make it to the next round, that team is going to stop a mud hole in you. They probably got a better pitching staff than you. They probably got better hitters than you. You're probably not going to be in playoffs for long after a one-game playoff. So take your time.
Well, guess what? I don't have time. They can't set you up at the beginning of the year as, oh, hey, this is going to be a promising playoff year. And then all of a sudden in July, turn around and go, never mind. And by the way, we're going back into our offices where it's air conditioning. It's an insult to your fans.
Now, look, I wanted to hit you with my Al Horford point because, you know, I love basketball just like Tyrone's shirt say, man.
Al Horford, by the way, will be on the program tomorrow.
Well, I got the call. Just ask him this. Remember when he was at Florida, was he not playing power forward with Joaquin Noah at center, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they won two straight championships.
Yeah.
Now, he coming to the NBA, strictly playing center. He hasn't sniffed a championship. I think now...
Yeah, he's played four in this league. He played for the Hawks and the Celtics.
Yeah, but he plays some 5-2, but when you put him next to Embiid, it'll be similar to him playing with Joakim Noah. And the last time he played with a bona fide 5, they won back-to-back, and he had a full, complete team. It's kind of looking that way right now with the Sixers, the way we built, right?
That's an interesting connection that you make, that we have to go back that many years for the Florida thing, but I get you.
Well, he played great.
Yeah, I know. We're kind of removed from that era, aren't we?
Yeah.
It shouldn't really relate to his NBA career. He's had a great NBA career, which is going to, you know, dwarf anything he did in college.
He's done everything but get a ring, and now I do think they'll complement each other well defensively. I don't think it has anything to do with Noah. I think two guys that are pretty mobile and long and smart will play really good defense together.
I'm looking forward to it. The only thing that has the wrinkle in it is, like, again, there's two things that I'm concerned about. You know, I'm saying this about Ben Simmons, knowing that they can still win the East if he doesn't take a shot. So it's like my argument is kind of like underneath a steamroller, sort of.
Oh, awesome.
Because it shouldn't be that important to me that he takes a shot if, on the other hand, I know they still can win the East without him taking a shot. I just want the best Ben. I want to see the spectacular Ben.
Just to be clarified, there's a few people on social media that are trying to say you're against the extension, which I haven't heard you say not one time.
No, I'm for the extension.
They're just to clear it up, there's people going, oh, Mike's manufacturing about the extension. I don't think you're saying anything about the extension. I think everybody at the station agrees on the extension. It's just a matter of
I'm for Ben Simmons being here forever. All right? I'm a Ben Simmons guy. But it's like anything else. You want the perfection from your guy because you know it's there. That's my whole thing with Ben Simmons. I want him to be a star of stars in this league because I believe he's got that kind of ability. Let's go to Dave in Scranton. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave. Uh-oh.
Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, I want to talk a little about the Phillies. You know, I'm a Phillies fan my whole life. And, you know, that bench it is. Where are you going in the later part of the game when you got Roman Quinn, 100, he's batting, Andrew Knapp, that Miller. They don't have power. You know, they're just not good hitters, and you need that. Like, look at Washington's bench compared to Philly's bench. I mean, we even need bench help if we want to go on this year.
No, you're right about their bench. It's feeble as far as pop off the bench.
And geez, like, it's like putting pitchers in to pinch in at the end of a game. And then when they got Andrew Knapp playing, you have him 145. You have the pitcher at the bottom of the order. You're in trouble, you know?
I got you. But they don't have anybody else that they can call up to be a player on this bench. Do you imagine that? I mean, it's hard to believe. There's not one guy that they can look at a triple A, except the backup catcher, who is a good player, and it's time for him now to be up, whether he's a right-handed hitter or not.
I think so, too. That Andrew Knapp, what's about 3 years they gave him a chance, and he's just not a good hitter.
No.
He ain't the best catchers, neither. He don't got much of an arm.
Listen, Andrew Knapp shouldn't be up here with Davey Grions in AAA. I'm sorry. I know he hits left-handed. I know they like a left-handed hitter off the bench, but come on.
And about Gabe Kaplan. You know, I know it's not his fault, but they're gonna make him like a kind of a scapegoat to get something going with that team, because they're just the same. Don't seem like there's much heart there. They're just going through the motions, and you know it's not his fault, but they might need a chance just to spark the team a little. But it might not help. Might be too late for that.
Yeah, I think it is. Although they have to make, you know, to me, you got to make some deals when you get a couple players in, and to me, I wouldn't care about my prospects at this point. Really? The goal is to make the playoffs. You set up this lineup to be a playoff team. Let me care. You trade a couple prospects away for somebody who can help you make the playoffs. You don't have gold in those mines down there. Did you see what they finally did to Roman Quinn now?
No.
What'd they do back to him? They made him back into a switch hitter.
Well, you said that. You said he's useless without switching him. That's the only advantage he has.
So he chooses to do it against Strasburg in this series. His first at bat left-handed in months is against Strasburg.
Now, who makes, is that the manager? Is that the GM? Who's making that call?
I'm lost for words when it comes to Roman Quinn. Because, A, he can't play, right? But the only way he can play is to be a switch hitter. Like, to be a slap hitter as a left-hander and get down the line. So they said, all right, well, we're going to make him exclusively right-handed. Like, what do you think you have there? The guy was 130 pounds. What, are you going to make him a right-handed power hitter who hits balls in a gap? Like, what's the thinking there? So finally go, all right, this is not going to work with you as a right-handed hitter, so go back to switch hitting. And by the way, hit left-handed against Strasburg. I scratch my head. These are just fundamental baseball decisions.
So you can, there's rumors. I don't know if anything's true. I don't know anybody. Mm-hmm. That some of the old-school baseball guys may not love the Phillies' current approach. You can, I'm not saying that you're not anti-analytic, but I'm saying as a longtime baseball guy yourself, can you understand that frustration?
No, because old school guys don't see the game the way new old school guys are always going to have that approach. So old school guys are never going to say we like this launch angle thing.
Gotcha.
They're just not, because they didn't grow up that way. They're not going to like it. It's just a new school thing to generate more home runs. That's all it is. Old school guys don't get, I obviously say that's a good thing. So I don't, you know, you're talking about Schmitty and all those guys.
There's guys that apparently don't like it.
The old school guys don't like it. No old school guy likes it.
So that's not specific to them.
It doesn't mean that it's not the way to play baseball today. All right? Because other teams play baseball this way, and they seem to be successful at it, right?
Yeah, the Dodgers are really successful.
Yeah, the Dodgers are pretty successful at it.
Yeah.
They hit a lot of home runs, score a lot of runs.
Braves too.
And they have a pitching staff that can back it up. It all depends on how good you are. Mike Missinelli Show, 610-622-0975. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, it's 4:30. That means it is time to update our Twitter poll, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons with Natalie Agadoff. Nat?
Thank you very much, Mike. Today's poll has over 1,000 votes on it so far. Are the fans being let down by the Phillies front office? 85% say yes, 15% say no.
All righty. Phil's Dodgers tonight, Kershaw. So if you go into the yard, you see a master. A little long in tooth, but still getting it done. Against Zach Eflin. You like the Phillies a little bit tonight.
I kind of do. I think Eflin's going to pitch well. I don't know why. No. Eflin's been pretty good all year for the most part. Eflin's been the best of the extra guys. And I think he's going to be the best of the extra guys still. I actually think he pitches well and keeps them in the game. And Kershaw, I think they can get him out of the game, and then it's just a question of can they get to that bullpen,
all high in the Phils tonight.
Well, it's one game, but yeah, I do think you can get to the bullpen. I think he gives you 6 innings, and then they have to score in the 7th, 8th, or 9th.
Okay, Stan Kish on Twitter says, "You know what you are, Mike? You're an anti-netite." That's pretty funny.
That's good.
He's right.
That's pretty funny.
He's right.
That's good. I am an anti-netite.
You are.
I'm not a big fan of the netting in front of people.
I believe that now that the netting's more prominent, I am pretty sure there's better
technology.
Clearer
nets. I do. I would be shocked if that doesn't happen. There's a big opportunity now. Every team's going that way. It's probably pretty lucrative. Once they do it in the majors, they'll be extended at every little league park and all these other places too. That'll all happen.
Yeah.
I think there's money to be made, so I honestly think the net's going to get better.
Let me tell you something, man. 115, and I ventured into section 114 also, which doesn't have the net.
Yeah.
I felt like I was released from prison.
Oh, you know what?
I swear to God, it's that much of a difference. When you're in open air as opposed to right behind that net.
How are you walking around all willy-nilly within the seats? Weren't there people sitting there?
No, it's always an empty seat. Somebody's going. Yeah, I just grab a seat.
Oh.
And when it's hot like that, there's a certain amount of people that hang up under the shade. They don't sit in their seats when it's really hot. They're up
right. We were just so, like, it was so hot there, and we were so clammy and imprisoned that we had to get up and like, really, we were imprisoned.
Imprisoned.
Yes. We had to, like, I had to get up and walk up the aisle, go to the concourse. And
oh, my God, you poor thing.
Can you see?
Let's go to John in Bordentown. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, Mike, what's going on,
what's
man?
What's up, John?
You guys were talking earlier. I know Tyrone was talking about not going to any Philly games in August. Pretty funny that I just got an email last week. On the 10th, saying that there's a 12-game plan for $60.
There you go. Take advantage of it.
It's kind of crazy. I did take advantage of it. I actually bought 3 tickets. And then for the Sixers, Ben Simmons, he better start shooting. They need to get scoring. Where are they going to find scoring? They lost Butler. They lost Redick. They need points. 16 points a game is just not enough.
They'll get some points. I mean, you look at all 5 starters are averaging double figures. last year. So that's like close to 90 points from your starters. They'll score enough points. Their defense is good enough to hold teams in the 90s. So I don't think it's that difficult. Now, who takes the big shot is a question. Hopefully it's Tobias Harris he emerges, but they'll score.
Hey, one last point for Tyrone. His Little League team opens up tonight.
Bordentown Little League?
Yeah, they
open up tonight. Is he not throwing out the first pitch?
I guess not. I guess
he wasn't invited? Oh, come on, man. Ty.
Tom's River. I can't go all the way out to Tom's River after this.
Bordentown, he said. Bordentown.
Yeah, but I thought he said they're playing Tom's River.
Oh, they're playing Tom's River? Well, yeah. Tom's River's maybe coming down to Bordentown.
Oh, yeah, well.
It must be the All-Star playoffs.
You know what, though? If it's tonight, I can't go. Because after work, I got to go I gotta go clothes shopping. Because I got that photo shoot thing. You know, anybody that works on the show with you gets a magazine cover.
Mm-hmm.
But you're in a magazine now, too?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What's this?
I'm going to be on, I guess I can talk about it. I'm going to be on the cover of Philly Ad Week.
Philly Ad Week.
Yeah. Yeah. The diversity issue.
The diversity issue.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, man.
Like, I mean, I think I'm going to be on the cover with 17 other people.
Really?
Not just me.
Oh, well, I wrote a piece
for
you and Nat have magazine covers.
Yeah, so I have to. I have an idea of what I want to wear, but I don't currently own it. And being at the shoot's Wednesday,
you have to be you. You're a t-shirt guy.
I'm going to mix it up.
The plan is great.
It's a good plan.
But he ran the plan by me.
Why don't you
it's
wear something
plan.
Like Odell Beckham Jr. wore the
No.
Why is he stung? They get pink tux or something. Come on, man.
No. There was rules. I'm only allowed to wear black, white, and gray.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was the rules for the cover. Okay. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know who else is going to be on the cover. So it's Natalie's. Natalie's was a cover. That was Natalie featuring Natalie. Mm-hmm. It will be 17 people featuring also me. On that cover, but I still don't want to look terrible on the photo shoot, you know, on the cover.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. It'll be fantastic. Well, congratulations to both of you. I'll just go home and water the lawn tonight and just be happy with that.
Oh, the Mike Missinelli show.
I know. Look at the side
of Mike Missinelli show.
Look at the
show.
I mean,
who's that guy?
Let's see. What do you do? I trim a couple of bushes tonight. Do something. Let's go to John and Jamison. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
How are you, Mike?
What's up, John?
I talked to you before. I've been watching the Phillies since 1946. The guy that they ought to trade on this team is Lee McPhail.
Andy.
I don't think he knows
Lee's
what
he's doing. Lee's his father.
Yeah, well, this guy, Andy McPhail. I'm
Andy,
sorry.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And Quintac, I can't believe they won't trade for a pitcher. You got guys like Bumgarner out there and Ray that are left-handers that are good, who they need.
Well, here's what they told you. McPhail told you. We're not in the running enough to make a trade like that. That's what he said. Now, on the other hand, he said, as season ended now, we'd be in a one-game playoff. So, that's two conflicting thoughts right there.
Yeah, well, they're not going to be in a one-game playoff. And Tyrone, I'll bet you money, even money, that the Dodgers will pound the Phillies tonight.
Well, he's got a hunch. Tyrone's going on a hunch. He's not going on the merits.
Tyrone's got a hunch, but I'm going to
tell you. He's got a hunch.
I feel sorry for Eflin. He starts out real good, and then he just starts throwing meatballs up there that they start banging all over the place. Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, I don't expect. When any of those guys pitch, I have no expectations whatsoever.
Yeah, well, if you got to get rid of Velasquez, he's nothing. This guy, Pivetta, they keep on touting him for the last 3 years. He can throw a fastball, but if he throws any kind of a curveball, they'll knock it 500 feet out of the park.
Listen, they didn't consult me, bro.
Just can't get it over.
Because three years ago, I said none of them can pitch, but they didn't consult me.
You're absolutely right. And I'll tell you something else. They could take all those guys in the minor leagues and wrap them up and throw them away because they haven't done anything in the majors yet.
Okay, you're all now. You must be a fan since 1946. You're a miserable when it comes to the Phils.
When it comes to the Phils, I believe it or not, I like the Phils.
Yeah, it sounds like you love them. I love the old school fans though because they've been through so much Philly misery. They just let it fly. Get rid of this guy, get rid of that guy. Get rid of him.
He stinks.
Exactly.
I'm sure that guy's going to call from Shandell. He's going to call the sound off later complaining, because after you lose 2 or 3, you know he's going to call him complaining.
Yeah, well, one of the Northerners called Anthony today.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
The Northerners.
Yeah, he said, like, and misrepresented my opinion to Anthony. So I had to text Anthony and go, that's not what I said at all. But, you know, I'm looking up Eflin. What's, like, lately, what's he done?
He's
game logs.
He hasn't pitched as well on the last 5 starts or so.
Let's check it out here. Let's see. June 24th, he gave up 11 hits in 5 innings, 6 runs. June 29th, at Miami, 6 innings pitched. He gave up 8 hits and 3 runs. And his last outing was at Atlanta. 3 innings pitched, 7 hits, 7 runs.
Yeah.
He's not exactly on a solid streak right now.
It's just a hunch that I think he's going to pitch well. I just think he might pitch well.
Oh, I got up Sunday morning. Hunch. Wasn't a hunch. I was ready to put big cash on Djokovic.
Yeah, that was the right side, too.
I didn't have the right geolocation.
Wow.
It was frustrating because you're supposed to have the right geolocation these days.
Yeah. Yeah, I was able to. I had to bet against, I hate to say it.
You bet against Serena. You had the right call on Simona Halep. You cashed on Halep?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I was ready to put a bundle on Djokovic.
And that was a hell of a match. Did you watch any of it?
So anyway, it's like early in the morning.
Yeah.
So I get up real early to make the bet, and so now I'm trying to get the help. So I go to the chat line, where chat line doesn't open until 9:30. I'm out. I sat there and took it. Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 4:46. Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Had a lot of time talking today about the Phillies. McPhail comments. Also, Ben Simmons not playing for Team Australia. I thought we would have more of a reaction to that. But Tyrone, people, I don't think that that's that bad of a thing.
They think, that means he's really committed to the Sixers and he won't get hurt and all that kind of stuff. And I don't agree with that logic.
Interestingly enough, we went through the Markel Fultz thing where they decided not to play him in the summer league because the shot guru was refining his shot in the offseason in an empty gym. Remember that?
Yep. And then meanwhile.
And how'd that work?
Not well. And we end up seeing Embiid in that same gym going up and down the court and Tatum playing.
Yep.
We see Fultz to the side. So the question is, will we at some point, since we're not going to see him in FIBA, are we going to see Ben Simmons going up
in
and down
the court? Games and scrimmages.
Yeah, scrimmage. Because all those, everybody's in LA, like will be in LA soon. And there's tons of games to be played. They'll have fringe guys all the way through stars. So you can get a good run in. If you want.
The reaction on Twitter, surprisingly, there have been a lot of people on Twitter who have said it's a good thing that Ben's not playing because now he signed his big contract. We don't want him to get hurt now. All right, well, you know, then don't play the season because he's got a chance to get hurt too. You know, I mean, it's a byproduct of whether you're going to play a sport. Sometimes you're going to get hurt. The most important thing for Ben Simmons is not getting hurt, but learning the craft. Priority 1, the craft. John in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
You know, then don't play Hey, Mike, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks, John. Do me a favor. Turn off the TV you got in the background.
I'm sorry. I'm listening to you.
Yeah, I get it.
I want to talk about Ben Simmons and Bryce Harper.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about this? What do you think about putting Realmuto third, Harper fourth, and Hoskins fifth?
Yeah, not a problem with that. Again, I can hear it. John, you got to do me a favor. You got to turn off. Like, you got to turn off the television.
It is off.
It's not off. I hear it in the background.
Mom, turn off the TV, Mom. My mom's TV so loud.
Okay, I get you.
I want to talk about Ben Simmons, too. You know, I love him, too.
All right, first of all, wait. Let's take your first thought. The change in the lineup, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
It's okay. Now, they have a little leadoff situation problem now because Kingery's dropping like a stone.
Yeah. I think Kingery should stay there. And I honestly think Kingery should be playing second base all the time. Yeah. And Cesar should be traded. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
I feel maybe we should go out and get Rendon, and Franco should be traded too. But I don't know what they're going to do. I hope they do something.
Yeah,
like
I don't think Washington's going to trade you Rendon. He's going to be a free agent. So
hopefully the Phillies have the money to get him, but I don't think so. But Bryce Harper, man, I don't know what he's doing. I just don't understand it. In Washington, he did so good, and now he just don't.
Yeah, well, he's not hitting home runs. I don't get it either, and I've lost patience. I've lost patience now.
And he used to kill the Phillies.
Yes, he did.
And now
he went from that big. See, here's what I was thinking. I hate to say this, but this is where the marriage thing comes in, where it's supposedly, and that helps everybody. I'm not sure the marriage helped Bryce. I like Bryce kind of like a little punk.
Oh, you don't like that he's settled down?
I like the brash Bryce. Like the Bryce who had the swagger with the do-rag last year at the home run hitting contest with the hair. Remember the crazy hair he used to have?
Yeah.
His hair on fire. Now he's all settled down, nicey-nice.
He was off during the All-Star break, and he took a nice picture with the pregnant wife, which is beautiful and everything.
He's perfectly coiffed now.
They've been married since 2016.
He's got the perfectly coiffed look now, though.
Right,
he doesn't have the brash Bryce look.
That's 3 years, Mike. So it's not the marriage.
Maybe it's the baby.
I don't know. He used to be different. He used to be different. He's like quiet now and not as brash.
No, he's not. Something's missing.
All right. Let's go to Bowie in Warrington. Bowie, what's up, man?
Yo, Mike, what's going on?
What's happening?
Not much. Man, that last call reminded me of Wedding Crashers with the meatloaf. The meatloaf.
That's a good call.
That was exactly like it. But I got to ask you one question real quick. Have you ever played Glen Mills golf course?
Yes.
How'd that go for you? I just played there
it's a beautiful course. I haven't been there in a really long time. It was in beautiful shape.
How'd
I knew it normally.
Did it beat you up at all?
If I recall, it's pretty difficult.
I haven't played it in so many years.
I can't even, I couldn't tell you.
Well, yeah, I was pretty pretty impressed with the course. It was definitely
nice. It's a very nice course.
All right, so we're talking about Ben Simmons' shot here.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's calling in. I keep hearing about this whole elbow thing poking out. And since we're talking about golf, you got people on the tour. Like that Matt Wolf guy that just won one of the tournaments just a couple weeks ago, has that weird kind of tick in his swing. You got guys like Ho-Sung Choi, these crazy swings, but they're on the tour. So, like, what's the difference between golf and basketball? I mean, who cares about the elbow if the basket or if the ball's going in the basket?
Listen, first of all, very few guys on the PGA Tour have an unorthodox swing. All right. The poster child for that is Jim Furyk. But most of them have a conventional swing. The alignment is what can. If you got your elbow out and it's popping out as you're shooting the basketball, your alignment is not going to be perfect. And that's what he does sometimes.
If this guy's been playing his whole life and the ball goes into the basket.
But he hasn't shot jump shots his whole life. He hasn't been shooting jump shots his whole life. That's the thing. He's been able to do whatever he's done on the basketball court without having to shoot the jump shot because he's dominated the floor play. The NBA is a little different. You need another weapon. It's like being a starting pitcher in the major leagues. You got to have three really good pitches to be a starter.
Well, he needs to get that weapon. The whole Australia thing, I'm a little concerned about that. We're talking, even the Phillies, this whole, and Philadelphia sports in general, not being held accountable. Mm-hmm. Now, this is just another way. We can't hold him accountable throughout the offseason if he's not showing up in the
listen, there's only so much.
How are you going to tell what's going on?
He can be taught the proper mechanic. I'm looking at a picture now. This picture that's here where he's shooting over somebody from the Miami Heat. Right? Now, that looks pretty good. His elbow is not out, if you look at this picture.
Yeah.
Right? So that's a proper mechanical shot. So if he comes back with that, that's one thing. Right? That, to me, it doesn't matter if he's got that. What matters is he has to be able to take it. So if the best that comes out of this summer is that every shot that comes out of his hand looks like this, I guess it's a win. But I still won't have any indication until he does it against competition, people who are out there to stop that. That's why, like, this nonsense about he can take a million shots a day and he's got a shooting coach, it's irrelevant to me to a point. Yeah, he should come back with better mechanics. If he's going through all that, it goes without saying that repetition is going to make him come back with better mechanics. But it doesn't solve the problem. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. 5 o'clock hour is ahead right here. Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.